Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 69 for Tuesday, September 22nd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower Tuesday morning following losses in U.S. soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $4 to $5 lower, with the November contract checking in at $463.60 per ton. Chicago soybeans, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures were all lower, which dragged on values. The canola harvest is mostly finished in many parts of Western Canada and well underway in others. Weather conditions this week are expected to be mostly warm and sunny, which should help speed harvest along. However, the Canadian dollar was slightly lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Farmer selling has been sluggish so far. China is expected to step up its purchases of oilseed soon. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 6 to 8 cents lower, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.65 a bushel. Prices were pushed lower by a USDA report that was released yesterday that raised the condition rating for this year's crop. It supports a general outlook for heavier supplies this year. Chinese trade officials are scheduled to visit Iowa this week, where a purchase of soybeans could be announced. Corn was 5 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $3.79 per bushel. Prices were pushed lower on ideas of weak demand. The weekly crop progress report shows the corn harvest is 10% complete. That is ahead of last year, where it was just 7% complete. Mexico bought 487,000 tons of U.S. corn on Monday. U.S. wheat was 6 to 7 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $4.89 a bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar curbed export demand. Australian wheat is said to be in good condition, which will make just one more competitor for the U.S. on the market. Russia has had some overly dry weather as of late, but it isn't expected to really damage the crop. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, September 22nd, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.